last evening, Krishna has been talking about Brahma Yoga and he was describing that in and out, you know, like situation, the soul gets kind of like many times, you know, sassy with what is, and then again this individuality kind of like, you know, it's like very again that comes by, you know, that the two situations, you know, like probably at samadhi, you know, samadhi, states of samadhi, you know, you are in and out. So that's why he's using this word, isparset saktatma. Like, you know, you really touch means really you are in and then also out. Like, you know, states of samadhi, not at sahaj samadhi, which comes and goes, and that he is giving this name Brahma Yoga, and then he is saying Sukham Chayam Asmute. It's very enjoyable, you know, like pleasurable, enjoyable, and like kind of like because of experience, automatic. Like longing for will be there. No? You don't need, like, prior to this, maybe we need to engage ourselves, you know, for practices. And this is like the place where probably because of the experiences, because you experience good, so because of experiences, you know, longing for that happens. Longing for that situation to come happens. So saying that Sukham Chay Masnute, like, you know, this good feeling, because good feeling is gone, so then you really long for that. And then motivation comes from the experience, you know. Like, maybe prior to this, there was this mechanical, you know, mechanically we prepare ourselves to meditate. And this mechanism, you know, like as soon as this memory comes that, you know, I should meditate, like then we plan around meditation. And here he's saying like, because this pleasurable state is gone, so like command will come from the experience, you know, from and that will do the kind of like we don't need any more mechanical commands, like more like experiential command, you know, like more, it's like kind of like a floating way, you know, you really feel like floating. It's not anymore off and on. It will be, of course, off and on, but not the same way as it was before, because before we have to, like, somehow give suggestion, you know, that this is my meditation time, this is kind of, and now probably will come differently. Achcha, Gyani ji, right?
But it's not that, like, oh Krishna, where have you gone? Why have you left me? Kind of longing, it sounds like.
It's no, it's
more
like, it's more like, you know, kind of like somehow, like, you know, that it will come, but also many times it doesn't come. So also like it's not like fully mechanical, you know, it's kind of, so it comes and also sometimes it doesn't come. So it's not like, you know, of course, like, you know, devotional feeling will be there, but not far, you know, devotion, like, devotion to, you know, like, to will be kind of gone, you know, this feeling will be left. But without any, without somebody to be devoted to. So, you know, that kind of like really loving feeling for the state, you know, for. Yehi sansparsh ja bhoga dukh यो नये एव ते आद्यन्तवन्तः कौन्ते न तेष रमते बुधा. So now Krishna is saying that on this, like, on this level, रमते बुधा. Buddha means people who know, like somehow natural kind of like natural engagement, you know, so that that can happen, like naturally, not like a planned way, like somehow more from the heart, and sanspars ja bhoga, and certainly like the pleasures which were because of because of senses, you know, because of others. So saying, like, when pleasures from within start coming, like those pleasures, like, which were so far very good, he's saying, dukh yo nai, like, they seem like not appropriate. So natural kind of renouncing is probably not renouncing. Like naturally one will go with this, not with them. So kind of like without renouncing, you know, like the effect of as if effect of renounce will be there, but not feeling of renouncing. सक्रोति हैव यह सोढुम प्राक शरीर विमोचनात् काम क्रोधो भयम् वेगम् सयुक्तः ससुखी नरः। Saying like on this level, like the calm, you know, desires, growth, anger, and like a, you know, some tendency taking over. So saying all these. Prak sami sarir vimochanat, like they will be, like before affecting body, they will leave you, like, you know, you will be able to catch them before they affect the body. And sakroti have yukta sasukhi nara, and because they don't affect the body, so certainly like you feel happy about that, because also like the after effect of them, you know, you don't have to, like, say prior to this state, you know, when anger has come and, you know, you have done this to someone, then there will be after effect also, this person will do this to you. So like he's saying, like, all after effects, they will not trouble you, because before coming to body, you are able to catch. So you will be happy that, you know, there is no after effect of anger, there is no after effect of like a desire, no after effect of tendency taking over, because you are able to catch them before. So Krishna is saying that Sukhi nara, like you will feel happier than before, because prior to this, you know, many times you were unhappy with you, because like we do and then think, you know, why I have done this. So what happens, like you are, one becomes unhappy before and also after, because, you know, why I have done that. So all this will be gone, and then
just clarify that. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that the awareness becomes so sharp,
yeah,
that we see the tendency arise, and
yeah,
so it can't really,
yeah,
get any
it,
power?
Yeah, like, you know, it can affect the, you know, like before affecting the kind of
organism.
Yeah, organism. You know, it
right.
Will, yeah,
yeah,
allow it to go.
In my experience,
mm-hmm,
we were talking yesterday about things happening so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly I was more alert.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see things arise, but that connection,
yeah,
I don't. And then they go. Like I don't,
yeah,
connect and they,
yeah,
go. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, this is what, you know, like you see before they,
yeah,
affect, you know. Like,
so
you,
they don't affect.
Your speed is faster than their effect.
Right.
Actually, like,
yeah,
you know, in terms of speed, like,
yeah,
catching the speed is faster than,
right,
their speed.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but some of them. Yo antah सुखो अंतरा समस्त शांत ज्योतिर एव यह सयोगी ब्रह्म निर्वाणम ब्रह्म भूतो अधिगच्छति. नाउ ही सेइंग दैट somebody like yo antah sukho, you know, this inner happiness, which is you know, so far like we knew this happiness like from the fulfillment of, you know, from the fulfillment, which is like very very temporary, you know, like fulfillment from gulab jamun. But like a few minutes later, you feel like eating, you know, barfi. Like then 2 minutes later, something. So that we know. So saying like, actually, this inner fulfillment, like what he described earlier, saying like what is needed, what carefulness is needed, that like for this inner fulfillment, like we shouldn't try to connect for the inner fulfillment. Like, you know, that one might be that connecting, but for this, like, happiness, for this pleasure. So Krishna is saying, like, you know, at this place it's advised that not try to connect for inner happiness, you know, inner happiness. That certainly that will follow, but not to really be careful that you are not connecting for that happiness. So he's saying like, if that has happened, you know, if you have done that, then like jyoti, like, you know, light will come. Like, suddenly, like, you know, wisdom or light will follow. Like if one is not doing... Like if your motivation is not for the inner happiness, like if your motivation is to connect, then he said, like if motivation is for inner happiness, then probably he's saying like light will not happen, this wisdom will not happen. Like you keep on repeating again and again, and probably like what he is calling jyoti, you know, this light, that will not come.
Is that because it's too much ahankara?
Yeah, too much, you know, like it will be kind of like consumed, you know.
Yeah.
And like if not, then it will be left to become light.
Yes.
So, yeah. So saying, sayogi brahm nirvanam. Like somebody who is able to do that, like this, another kind of nirvana, which he is calling Brahm Nirvana, means like also on collective level, you become free. Like if, yeah, that's what we,
that's
yeah. Right. Yeah. So, and Brahm Bhuto Adhikachati. And saying like that person will become creature of Brahman, like although all of us are creature of Brahman, but probably what he means, creature of Brahman means like all of us are creature of Brahman, but for us, like somehow individuality is so strong that we use Brahman for our sake. And what he means here, creature of Brahman, means like Brahman will be kind of using you, like somehow, you know, like you will be no, like you will go to become so that Brahman can use you, like somehow.
Is this a permanent state?
Yeah.
So it's like you're the legs that Brahman walks along on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, could you just go over that bit again with the kind of like, if you practice for that pleasure, of that feeling, was it Brahma yoga or something? Was it if you practice with the intention of wanting to connect with that, you'll end up in some kind of loop where you won't be able to escape from? Was that the thing?
Yeah, like, you know, actually, you know, he's making two statements, like, and in the beginning he's saying that, like, this pleasure will motivate you. Like in the first step, he said that pleasure will motivate you. So, like, because it's not like a, you know, it's like states of aliveness. And there will be like a time that pleasure will motivate you. And now he's saying, like, don't allow pleasure to motivate you all the time, kind of like coming to, you know, like little more better state, and then like something else motivates, not the pleasure. So he's saying like both things. Like in the beginning he said here, in the beginning he said, like, no, this, you will be able to catch before affecting the body, and that will be like pleasurable, and that will motivate you. So there, like, keep on doing that, but then of course, like, it's a, also growth happening. So next time he's saying that after, you know, so that this inner pleasure is not motivating all the time, you know. There has to be use of this for a period of time, and then allow something else to take over, so that, like, a light, can, you know, wisdom can come, and that situation will be, like he's saying, like, yogi Brahm Nirvanam, like, on collective level also, so that you can become free. And also you become creature of Brahman, you know, to be used, kind of like more.
Just one thing that I've noticed, that with these shifts in consciousness, like, say you're going along at, you know, one particular level, and you got the hang of it, you've mastered it, then all of a sudden, nothing works, it doesn't work anymore. And there's a kind of groping around for whatever the new way is.
Yeah.
That's like this too would be when one finishes the other
thing. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's always like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you are finished, you know, and then new has not come, so this between time is always like a little bit.
Yeah.
Scary.
This, but I hear in bits, and so this inner pleasure he is mentioning refers to, like, tendency to look for meditative states, or more like like pleasures, like
yeah, eating. It's like meditative state.
Okay. So not, don't be attached to those.
Yeah, you know? Don't be, you know, not even to be attached to those. And now saying, labante brahm nirvanam mrishaya chin kalmasa chin dvedha yatatmana sarvabhut hitera. And you know, like in that system, you know, the last step, now he's describing the last one. He said, labante brahm nirvanam mrishaya. Also before he used the same word, like Brahma Nirvana, but like now he's using with Mrishaya. So saying, like those people will, like, you know, there will be this kalmasa, right? Like probably we cannot call them tendency, but somehow some mechanical like on collective level,
collective
you know,
yeah.
Ropes we can say.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Yeah. So saying like somebody who is like a why we feel collective, it's also like some kind of tying with collective, you know, somehow we feel good with collective. So those things like very, very spread, you know, it's not like individual, it's not, you know.
Is it like, for instance, sometimes there's some astrological configuration and everybody feels it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that the kind
something,
of thing?
Something, yeah.
So something happened at that collective level,
yeah.
And we mechanically feel it.
Yeah,
we have no choice.
Yeah. So like also there, he's saying, like, you know, also this, that you will not feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Effect, yeah. And then he's saying, chin dvedha. Now, like all the whatever needs to be cut, is cut. Now all ties are cut. And then, yatatmana sarvabhuta hitevata. And now, whatever will be left is, you know, it's far. Probably, you know, it's far the welfare, you know, far the, yeah. Like, yeah, whatever remains, it's sarvabhut hiterata. It's like welfare, you know, like welfare comes from there, you know, like as long as one is kind of attached with collective, you know, maybe welfare comes for collective, but maybe because also there will be something beyond collective. So maybe for collective it's welfare, but beyond collective it's not welfare.
You mean doesn't exist? Or you mean?
Yeah, you know, it's like, pro to, you know, like, you know, if I'm tied to my country, you know, like,
right.
You know, it will be welfare for my country.
Right.
But for Pakistan, maybe not.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So this is what he's saying, like, you know, and that living.
So it's possible at that level, where you're free of the collective, to still have care and concern.
This is what he's saying.
That's what I'm asking. I'm making sure I understand.
That he's saying, sarvabhi bhuta tirata. Like a rat is like, there will be no time left for you, actually. You know. Only, you know, like...
Like these lovely people.
Always
serving.
Yeah, serving and without any discrimination. You know, like, and even on collective level, no discrimination.
Good.
Rat is like without break. Kind of. Yeah, rat is like... there is no finish.
So that raises a question that may not be considered. Like, usually the scriptures leave off with something around there. But is that state considered moksha?
Like, you know, moksha also, like, on collective level is moksha.
Right.
Yeah, but, like, you know, this is probably...
Mahamoksha. And is there a Mahamoksha? No, that's it finished? That's it. You know, because the yanis are always talking about somebody gets moksha and they're gone. Tough luck. That's it finished. Is that not true?
Like, probably gone from this, like, individual, you know, things, individual labels, you know. But you know, it's like somewhere, you know, else, they are not gone.
Okay, so, I don't care what the truth is, I just would like to know, because, you know, the Vasistha Dvaitins maintain that it's ever more subtly there, right? And the Gyanis maintain that's Chalobai. And so they themselves obviously don't know if there's anything more subtle. Is that the reason that they always say that? Like Ramana Maharshi, I'm always with you, he's saying, I'm always there, but the physical body is gone.
Yeah.
But they say that you can't pray to him anymore because he's not there.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is it like that? Like his individuality is gone.
Yeah.
But he might be in the relative degree.
Like, you know, in different, you know, level.
Right.
One might.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good, thanks.
Kaam, krodh, vimuktanam. यति नाम यत् यत् चेत शाम अभी तो ब्रह्म निर्वाणम वर्तते विदित आत्मनाम. Now he's describing this chetasam, like this that consciousness. And he's using word yati naam. Yati naam means like after making the effort, like consciousness after making the effort and beyond the anger, desire, you know, like passing that because of efforts. When one has passed, like the natural tendency, and has come to this consciousness, what he described earlier. He's saying, Abhito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Vidit Atmanam. That means, kind of like a, you know, from there, from that, like, looking down is possible. Like, one will be able to trace, like, you know, like, all kind of consciousness. You know? Like, he's saying, like, looking vidit atmanam. Like certainly knows, you know, that on this level, you know, this will be like this, and like all levels are known.
Right.
Yeah. Just saying, but only by making efforts.
Right.
Yeah. So yatinam, like he's using like yatinam means like somebody who has made effort,
right,
and by effort reached there.
Right.
That person can look down.
With an effort.
Yeah. You know, yeah, with an effort and
right,
like, you know, you really have want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying like abhito, you know, you will like whatever, you know, you want to see, you will see. Kind of.
Of yourself or anyone?
Like anyone. You know.
Ramakrishna used to say that he would get in trouble whenever he left his place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so same thing.
Like that, yeah. And that
yeah,
his natural place was, yeah,
yeah,
and then he would be happy. But if he went too high, he'd break his leg,
yeah,
and hurt his arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parsan Kritva Bahir Bahran Chus Chaivantare Dhru Pranapano Samo Kritva Nasa Bhantar Charivo. Now he's talking about sahaj, you know. So saying like isparsan kritva, you know, like having touched all these states, what he described, then also like knowing out and in both, because there has been time like when we only knew out, and also via the practices we knew only in. So having known in and out, now he's saying that now one needs to, like, you know what sahaj is, you know, like neither in nor out, neither like neither activating nor, you know, like kind of like not activating, like middle. So saying like after this, one has to find like a way where like neither out is affecting nor in is affecting, like something, some kind of balance. And so it's not like one-sided anymore. Your statements are neither very outside nor very inside, like are. So that like somehow life can be, you know, like lived. So saying like after this, only this is needed, like to finding how to, you know, like how to use everything, how to make it useful.
If there's no jiva
left, yeah.
Then who does,
yeah,
do it?
Like the, he said, like the, you know, you are creature of Brahman.
So Brahman is doing it all.
Brahman is doing that. But somehow...
Effort is impossible, they say, after a certain point, yeah? Effort.
Yeah.
Goes with the jiva.
Yeah. Only with jiva. So now not effort, but like somehow kind of like more sensing, more, you know, like appropriate. Yatendriya yamano buddhi munir moksh parayana vigate chav krodho ya sada mukt evsa. And now saying like because already like senses, you know, are not powerful, intellect is not powerful, then desire for moksha is also not, you know, has no power anymore coming to this state. And also all desires are past, you know, gone. All anger is past, bhaya, like fear is past. So then certainly like, you know, this balancing somehow he's saying like, you know, will also be free. Like, probably, you know, somehow he heard our questions. Like, you know, like if I have to make a decision, like, you know, how can that be for everyone?
Yeah.
And now he's saying, because that can be for everyone, because now all these factors are not. You know, because there is no senses, like strength of senses left, there is no mind left, there is no decision-making faculty, buddhi left, there is no desire for moksha. Like if desire for moksha is driving, certainly we do, like we will go one side. And then all wishes are past, then fear is past, anger is past. So who can disbalance, like,
yeah,
you know, this,
yeah,
is what he's saying, like, now it's not possible to disbalance, you know. So like whatever is left from that, balancing will come.
Yesterday you spoke about, you know, this pure state where,
mm-hmm,
you can still use the lower faculties,
mm-hmm,
right, in,
yeah,
service of art.
Yeah.
Do they still exist in this higher place?
Yeah, like, you know, somehow, like, you know, because...
Otherwise you couldn't manifest.
Yeah.
You can, so it's possible to manifest,
yeah,
and use these things, but they have no...
They have, yeah, like somehow... They will not use you.
Good.
Yeah. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvalok maheswaram suhrdam sarvabhutanam gyatva shantim mrichyat. So saying, bhoktaram yajna tapasam, like in a I guess. Now whoever is left is the enjoyer of kata. Whatever is left from practice. Through practice, whatever is left and whoever is left, you know, they are both enjoying each other. And is Sarva Lok Maheswaram, and that person is like Maheswar means, you know, great God for all lokas, and then Suhrid, you know, like a friend to all, like Suhrid means who is wishing. Not only wishing, and you know, friend to all. Okay, there is like no word in English to translate. You know, like Kalyan, Mitra, and like that is like same. Surat is like same.
I don't know this word Kalyan. I mean, I know it. We talk it, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it means like the Kalyan means like welfare. You know. Like, and then he said,
I have a question. That, like, from one point of, from the point of view of, like, humans who aren't liberated, looking at someone who's liberated, I can see why someone would be called, like, Maheshwar.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, why do you think that you're saying this such a one is Maheshwar for all of us? Is it because
he's, like, probably, you know, just is kind of not recognizable, like, you know, from many. So probably Krishna is like somehow pro to his state. You know, it's probably very, very helpful for many people.
Like a blessing.
Yeah. So saying, Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvanam. Now, you know, like all the states are known, as well as Krishna is saying me. Me means like this, whatever higher state is. And then, like, what is left is this, like, only clouds of peace, achat. You know, covered with clouds of, you know, like what is left is like, you know, maybe cloud is not a good word because like many times we use for negative things, but here it's like
on a hot day.
Huh?
On a hot day and cool cloud, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's saying like only covering with peace. What is left in life is covered with peace. And chapter 5 with this, you know, finish. So tomorrow it's chapter 6, which is Dhyan Yoga.
What was chapter 5 called?
Chapter 5 is called they are calling Karma Yoga. But chapter 4 is Karma Yoga, actually.
Right.
Yeah, chapter 5, I don't know how they are calling it.
Okay. It's not Gyan, it's like mentioned Gyan.
Yeah, he mentioned Gyan Vigyan. I think Gyan Vigyan, yeah, good. Yeah.
So nice.
Understand all that. So Arjun means like somebody who is not bent, you know, who is really willing to listen.
Right.
Oh, without any prejudice.
Not bent?
Without
not
any.
Bent.
Yeah.
Not bent,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, not bent. Yeah. Riju is like, you know, if something is bent.
Yes.
Arij, no, Arij, which is not bent.
Yes.
Like, ability to listen has
right.
come, you know.
What's going on? Mm-hmm.
Who is
the
Gita?
Huh?
So the Gita is a part of what?
Like it's part of Mahabharata.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very big book. And in that also Gita.
And written for everybody? Like,
yeah, it's like almost talks for any kind of, you know, like people. Like many, many ways he's talking, Krishna. Almost like a like a chemist sock.
I find it very difficult to really apply it
yes.
on my practice
yes.
or where I am.
Yes. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, also your practice will be done.
Yeah,
like
that's right. The moment when I think,
yeah.
okay, yeah, I'm a, I can connect with that,
right.
but then it's like, okay,
yeah,
okay,
it's
I do the same.
Yeah. yeah.
And since I won't be here at the
yeah.
end either, just check out a few things. So, in the second chapter, Krishna tells him that he has no choice, he will have to fight. And then he gives all the reasons why he has to fight. So, all the reasons that I have read in English, one of them is so that you won't incur shame. But I'm sure you don't think that that's not a real translation.
You actually. Like there is, if we like psychologically, you know, if we look ourselves,
mm-hmm.
so there is like a, you know, when we are creating a way, like if I'm creating my way, and because of others, because of the society, because of, so, because Arjun created this way, being a warrior, because of the, you know, because of the pride, because of, you know, because of the books, because of the teacher, yeah. And now what happens, like the unfolding of that happens.
Uh-huh.
So there is no, and he's not like, he's not at the level of this Brahman, like,
right.
that he can do it without doing.
Right.
So this is why Krishna is saying, like, you have no choice,
okay.
you know, because it's, this has to be done,
right.
and then only you will get rid of that,
good.
Like, you know, from that kind of
right.
command, you know.
Right.
So it's like very, very psychological.
And then when he goes on to talk about the first explanation is that there was never a time when you were mm-hmm. non-existent. There was never a time when I am non-existent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm. How do you translate?
Yeah,
that?
Like you know, he's trying to kind of like logically, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that that can make sense logically to him.
Okay.
So saying, and of course, like before time,
mm-hmm.
you know, life is even when time and space is not. But life can only be seen like within time and space. So now he's talking like when time and space is not, still life is.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that you are killing life.
Okay.
Yeah, that is like yeah. kind of like logically
right.
making pressure on him
right.
so that Arjun can, you know, like
right.
go forward.
I understand,
yeah.
yes,
yeah.
right. Okay, good. I mean, I just it's just
yeah.
because I only have a little bit of Sanskrit
mm-hmm.
and many English translations.
Mm-hmm.
So I see what
yeah.
you're doing and I think, well, it's hopeless what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
It's no use.
Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Because I missed some part of the thing about the command.
Yeah, command is like mechanical side of us. Like generally, like when we act, something sent command. So there are commands made by us. Like, you know, like I say to myself, this is, you know, this is good, this is good, this is good. And then that becomes command. You know.
Mm-hmm.
There are commands, you know, made by society, you know, like
mm-hmm.
as soon as we are born, like say these terrorists, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they have been repeated so many times
mm-hmm.
that you are like sent by God.
Yeah.
And that now has become a command, you know, they
that
cannot,
way.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
So command means like some mechanical, you know, and there are many ways of, like generally like, you know, like when we look at people, you know, they are just mechanisms, you know.
Mm.
Like generally like, I think more than 90% people, they are just, you know, machines, mechanisms. And like in the scriptures they say, as long as you are machine, you are not human.
Mm.
Human means like you are in body of flesh. Body is same. But human, to become human, is like a attainment where you say, you know, no commands can use me anymore.
Mm.
And that day you become human. Like,
mm.
Mm.
That's a long way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like very, you know.
You're almost finished being a human by the time that happens.
Yeah.
You're almost finished being human.